arose by any other name, doth smell as sweet. Does the same apply to the Jewish months of the calendar? This past week, we had the fast of Asar B'Teves, the 10th of Teves, which nowhere in Tanakh is referred to as Asar B'Teves. The fast is mentioned one time in all of Tanakh, at one of the last Nevi'im, Zechariah. And Zechariah, the first source, Perikhes, Pasuk Yutes, talks about the four major fasts that we have to commemorate the destruction of the temple by using the names of the months that they're in rather than the specific days, and doesn't refer to the months by the names that we use them, rather by the numbers. With a beautiful prophecy, a day that we await, Karmar Hashem Tzavakos, so says the word of hosts, in the bold, Tzom HaRevi, the fast of the fourth. The fourth meaning the fourth month. We know we begin from Nisan. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Shivasu B'Tammuz is Tzom HaRevi. Tzom HaChamishi, the month after Tammuz, is Av, Tisha B'Av. Tzom HaShvi, Shvi, two more months, Elul, Tishrei, the third of Tishrei, Tzom Gedalia. The Tzom HaAsiri, and that of the 10th month, the one we celebrated this past week, Asara B'Teves. Says the Nevuah, Yiyeh L'Beis Yehuda will be for the house of Judah, L'Sason U'L'Simcha, for joy and for gladness, U'L'Mo'adim Tovim, and for Yontif, the Emes Yashor Mehavu. They will love truth and peace. It's very interesting that Zechariah does not refer to the fast days at all, like we talk about them. Asar B'Teves, Shavasu B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av. He uses a code. But this phenomenon, of course, is not unique to Zechariah. Throughout Tanakh, we almost never find the names of months by using the name. Rather, they're referred to by numbers. We begin, of course, with Nisan. The reason that Teves, the month we're in now, is the 10th month, is that we begin from Nisan, as in source 2, we're mandated from the Torah. Says the Pasuk in Shemos, a Pasuk so powerful that those that recall the first Rashi in all of Chumash thinks that had it not been for the importance of the creation of the world, this would have been the first Pasuk in the Torah. Says the Pasuk, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, this month is for you, Rosh Chodashim. The beginning of months. Rishon Hu Lachem B'Chodesh Hashana. It's first to you for all the months of the year. Nisan, the month that we left Egypt, the month that the Exodus took place in, is supposed to be month number one in the Jewish calendar. Which is again, why consequently, in the Pasuk in Zechariah, we talk about Tzom HaRevi'i, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. The fourth month comes from Nisan. And the Ramban in source 3 explains, the Ramban of an art, Al-Atar, on the place in Shemos, says the Ramban, the Tam, the Pshat, the explanation of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, that Nisan is the first month, means, stripping the first non-bold letters, non-bold words, back to the bold, Mimenu Yimnu Kol HaChodashim. From Nisan, we count all the months. Sheni, Shlishi, Iyar is going to be the second, Tammuz is going to be the third. Ad Tashlum Hashana Shnei Masar Chodesh. So we complete 12 months of the year. Says Ramban, why is that? There should be a reminder with the great Nes. Which great Nes? The miracle of the Exodus. Any time I say to my friends, I'd like to meet you a month from now, on the third day of the second month, what I'm doing, by virtue of the fact that I say the second month, is automatically remembering the Exodus from Egypt. Ki b'chol eis shenazkira chadashim. Every time we mention the months, for a most simple event, Yia HaNes Nistar, the miracle of the Exodus, will be mentioned. And the Ramban continues in the non-bold. V'al kein, therefore, Eim chadashim shem b'torah. We don't have any months with names in the Torah. Because it's so important for the Torah that months are associated with numbers and their proximity to Nisan in order to remember the nascence of the Jewish people. The fact that we were born with Yetzias Mitzrayim in Nisan. This is an idea that we're familiar with, some of us from grade school, that months begin from Nisan. And the question often raised, sometimes by students, often by teachers, is what does it mean? Don't we know that the year begins with Rosh Hashanah? We didn't, of course, begin with New Year's Day 11 days ago, but we began several months ago with Rosh Hashanah. So which one is it? Is Nisan the beginning of the year? Or is Rosh Hashanah the beginning of the year? And the standard answer given by most teachers is that no. There's two Rosh Hashanahs. There's Rosh Hashanah for months and Rosh Hashanah for years. The years begin on Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei. But the months begin at Nisan. Despite the fact that this is the most popular answer that I'm familiar with, that people usually say, the Ramban will have none of that. Says the Ramban, it makes no sense. Make up your mind. There's only one Rosh Hashanah. Is it Rosh Hashanah in the beginning of Nisan? Or Rosh Hashanah in the beginning of Tishrei? You can't have two Rosh Hashanahs. It's only one year. You can have Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah to January, which is a different year. You can have the Chinese New Year and the Jewish New Year, but to one year, in one religion, you can't have two heads. Makes no sense, says the Ramban. The Ramban, in source 4, in his drasha Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban's drasha Rosh Hashanah is the drasha he gave about topics dealing with Rosh Hashanah. It's such a lengthy drasha, it's hard to imagine that he gave it all in shul, before Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, or after Rosh Hashanah. It goes for pages and pages. And at least in today's day and age, if any rabbi would do such a long drasha, no one would be left. But it's a drasha the Ramban probably gave the basics of in shul, and he wrote it up for posterity in what's known as the drasha of Rosh Hashanah. And the Ramban explains in source 4, in the bold, Ein perusho she'a Nisan Rosh. In reality, Nisan's not the Rosh. Nisan can't be Rosh Hashanah. It's impossible. You can't have two heads of the year. Ella, rather, she'yinikra rishon lanu. Rather, it's called the beginning for us. So Rosh Hashanah, says the Ramban, of course is the beginning of Tishrei. We have Rosh Hashanah, we have a long davening, we have the simanim on the table, we dip the apple in the honey, because we know the year is beginning then. But Nisan is the beginning, Tuamar rishon l'do l'seinu. It's the first, based upon our redemption. We count the months based upon our redemption from Egypt. So, which day is Rosh Hashanah? Aleph Tishrei, of course. Nevertheless, in nomenclature, in terms of counting, we begin with Nisan in order to remind ourselves of the great nation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. For example, an example which is close to home, today, my wife and I are celebrating our 9th anniversary, Tesvav Teves. 9 years ago, Baruch Hashem, we got married. And if I were to say today is Rosh Hashanah, to some extent, it would be correct. But I can't be so self-centered to say that this is the beginning of the year. It's the beginning of the 10th year of my marriage. That doesn't mean, of course, that all of a sudden I'm going to daven for a long time in shul, because this is the year, this is the beginning of the Gzar Din. It's not the time that my wife and my Gezerah is the freedom of Shemayim. That, of course, began in Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, if I could say we had a son born in the 10th year of our marriage, in theory, that would not be incorrect. Because that means, personally, me and my wife, this is when our marriage is counted, every year from our anniversary. So in theory, we can have Rosh Hashanah being the first of the year. Nevertheless, in order to remember when we got married, we count the amount of years that we're married based on our anniversary. The Ramban says similarly, the anniversary of Klal Yisrael, the anniversary of the Jewish people, is Nisan. So first the year begins on Rosh Hashanah. But in order to remember that Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in Nisan, we use names of the months, numbers. We refer to the months based upon their proximity to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says the Ramban is only one Rosh Hashanah, and we use the names just to remind ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we know. Yes, the Ramban, in fact, in the words we didn't read, in the non-bold says that. It says, just like we count to Shabbos. We talk about Hayom Ramush B'Shabbos and Yom Sheni B'Shabbos in order to remember the creation of the world. We do the same thing for the months. Correct. We're going to talk about that in a second. And even more, what about us? Nowadays, we don't talk about, if I would say to you, I'm getting married in Chodesh HaChamishi. You'd say, come again? What does that mean? No one uses those terms anymore. Pretty strange. Not only Zakaria. What about us? How do we let this dissolve? Let's trace the origins of the names. In Source 5, Zakaria opens in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, V'yom Esrim V'arba Ashteyas HaChodesh, the 24th day of the 11th month, Hu Chodesh Shvat. Chodesh Shvat is introduced into Scripture. Chodesh Shvat in Zechariah. Chadai Zechariah Malachi with the last of the Nevi'im, at the very end of the Nevi'im. Tanakh is almost, the Nevi'im, period of the Nevi'im is almost ending. We have Chodesh Shvat. Similarly, in Megillas Esther, is that part of Nevi'im? Part of Kesuvim. We have Megillas Esther at the very end, after Nevi'im already over. We have Perek Gimel, Chodesh Rishon and Chodesh Nisan, talks about Nisan and the end of the Pasuk. Chodesh Shneimasar, the 12th month, which of course we know, is Adar. So in the very end of Tanakh, we start having the months creep in a little bit. So the Radak, an unbelievable observation, Surah 7. Radak, one of the foremost commentators in Pshat, in the Yom Ksuvim, says the Radak, Shemos HaChadashim, the names of the months, from Rosh Hashanah to Megillas Esther, the way they're written Megillas Esther, Uvezeh HaSefer, as well as this Sefer, the Radak is on Zakaria. Lo yodanu, I'm not sure, imhem lashon arami, if they're Aramaic. Aramaic, of course, is the spoken tongue in Persia, Talmud Bavli. The Gemara, the bread and butter of Halacha, is written in Aramaic, mixed with Hebrew. So Radak says, you know, I think this must be Aramaic. Must be was picked up as the Jews, unfortunately, left Eretz Israel. They were influenced by the Babylonians, the fifth of Aramaic. Aramaic became a semi-holy tongue. The names of the months must be Aramaic. But is Radak sure? We'll hear from you in Source 7. Is Radak sure about that? We're not sure. It's not clear. It seems. This is an educated guess by the Radak. What's unbelievable is that the Radak was unaware of the Gemara in Talmud Yerushalmi. In Source 8, the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us, Shemos HaKadashim, the names of the months, Olu B'yadami Badal, came up in the hands of the Jewish people from Badal, black on white, quite explicitly. The Radak is right, but it's interesting the Radak didn't know Talmud Yerushalmi. It's not a treason of the Radak. The Radak is a Pashtun. Many people now don't know every Yerushalmi. We know, of course, our tradition is based on Talmud Bavli. If you look in this base medrash, you'll find many editions of Talmud Bavli. You'll find one or two editions of Talmud Yerushalmi. We usually refer to it as a reference. Some Rishonim quoted, but it's not the basis of most of our Masorah. So it's not a criticism of the Radak that didn't know the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud. But it's interesting. What the Radak guesses is absolutely true. The Gemara says in the Yerushalmi that Shemos HaKadoshim Olub Yodami Bagal. What is a little more surprising is that it's also a gracious rabbi. It's a medrash. And one would have guessed that the Radak being a Pashtun, explaining the Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim, would have known Midrashim. But again, it's not a criticism. He didn't have to know every Midrash. He could have still could have been one of the Gdolei Yisrael, one of the Pashtunim accepted by all of the Jewish people. And the Ramban quotes this in the very same Ramban we read before, in Source 3, quoted again in Source 9, part of a lengthy piece, says the Ramban, Bitfari's Tinu his Tiru Rebbe is the Enyin. Chazal mentioned this idea. Amru, they said, Shemos HaKadashim, the names of the months, Olu B'Yimanu B'Babel, came up with us from Babel. And the Ramban explains again, they never used to be named for the months. Months used to be based upon numbers. Only later we talked about the names of the months. And the Ramban, at the very last two lines of Source 9, together with the excellent Magia, the person who added in the footnotes, the added in the sources in the Ramban, tells us, "V'lo yimtzu rach b'sifrei neviyei bavel." We only find the names of the months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, in scripture, which were written by Nevi'im that were in Bavel. Esther and Mordechai, of course, were in Persia. Zechariah was influenced by Persia. He was already, as the Pasuk said in Source 5 again, he was under the province of Daryavesh, king of Persia. And we have four times, according to the footnotes, according to the sources in the Ramban, Zechariah, Al-Zayim, we saw that, Ezra, Nehemiah, and a few times Megillas Esther. Those are the only times we have the names of the months as opposed to the numbers. In a minute, we're going to talk about why. Don't mess with a good thing. If it's so important to us to mention the numbers of the months, why bother switching to names? But before we do that, it's important to realize that in today's day and age, in 2009, or as we might more correctly say, based on the shir, Tav Shin Samach Tes, there are countries, most notably Turkey, that use the rudiments of our months, Nisan Iyar Sivan, as the basis for their calendar now. On the last source, on the first page, before we see the months, month in Turkish is ayi. That is no resemblance to any word that I'm familiar with. But look how you say year in Turkish. The second way is yil. But the first way is sene. What is sene? Sana. What is February in Turkey? Shabbat. Of course, Shabbat. April, Nisan. June, Haziran, Sivan, not so different. July, Tammuz. September, Elul. It's interesting to note that October has a strange name, and even in the names of our months, the eighth month, Mar Cheshvan, based upon Dr. Tawil, his professor of Hebrew, as well as Dr. Moshe Bernstein, professor of Hebrew, both at Yeshiva College as well as in the graduate schools. There's a tradition for Hebrew linguists that the name Mar Cheshvan is not based upon any tradition from Bavel or based upon a name they use in Bavel. Rather, it's a contraption of two words. Mar Cheshvan is not, like we often learn, Cheshvan is very sad, you give him a name, an extrapolation, Mar, to make him happier, or Mar, it's bitter. Rather, it's a contraption of two words, Maharach Shivan. And Maharach Shivan in the Arabic and Aramaic languages, in fact, the way Kamanim still say it nowadays is Maharach Shivan instead of Mar Cheshvan. Maharach Shivan, if you replace some of the letters, Maharach is Yerech, Yud Reish Ches, which means month, and Shivan, replace the two vowels with a mem, Yerech Shamin or Yerech Shimini, eighth month. It doesn't have a name. It's rather the eighth month. Think about it even in our language. What do we call the eighth month? October. Oct. Eight. I'm not sure why, but in many languages, for some reason, the eighth month loses its status as having a name, but it's viewed as month number eight. Even in Aramaic nowadays, Aramaic is a language which is almost dead. It's spoken by barely 2 million people across the globe. Even in today's Aramaic, they talk about Tishrei Kadma and Tishrei Basra. Tishrei first and Tishrei second, the latter Tishrei, instead of Cheshvan. Now we can understand why, perhaps because there's no Yom Tov in Cheshvan, so it's sort of a tail end of Tishrei. It's hard to know why in Aramaic there's a tradition for that, but for some reason, in many different languages, the eighth month is not treated in itself, but rather something which is an appellation based upon where it is in the calendar. Either way, it's interesting to note that even in Turkish nowadays, Turkish of course is a much more live language than Aramaic, even in Turkish, several of the months are the same that we have. Now either it's possible that the Jews infiltrated Turkey and somehow took over Turkey way before Ataturk and gave them some of the months of the year. Or more probably, like we see in the Rishami, that the names of the months were Babylonian. And therefore, some of them are still around nowadays in Turkey, which is keeping that Masorah. You would think the most obvious place to check would be Iran and Iraq. Iran and Iraq are physically where Babel was. But of course, Iran and Iraq speak which language? Arabic. Since they speak Arabic, they are totally overtaken by Ramadan and the Arabic months, so we have nothing reminiscent of Arab months in Iraq and Iran, which is after the Babel was. Iran's Persian. Yes, so I looked in Persian. Thank you. I looked in Persian. I don't think Persian names are that similar. I'm not sure why. But Turkish, it's an interesting point. Turkish is, and again, Aramaic itself, the language spoken by some Armenians and others, is even more similar to what we have in Turkey. I'm not sure why Persian is different. Persian itself went through a lot of differences. There's Old Persian, Middle Persian, New Persian. So for some reason, Turkish is more similar to what we have in our Masorah. But we see quite clearly, Shemos HaKadosh, the names of the month, came up with us from Babel. They were totally secular names, which we took for our months. Why? What a strange thing to do. Imagine if we would, Bez Hashem, when we have the Golos, and we go back there to Israel, we talk about Rosh Chodesh, January. We wouldn't say such a thing, Rosh Chodesh. We talk about the secular names of the months. So why do we do this? Why do we bring up the names from a secular society and sanctify them in the Jewish calendar? Says the Sefer Yikarim, source 10, on the next page, written by Rabbi Yosef Albo, the question is not only why, but how. How could the Jews do such a thing? One of the animamins, one of the Yudim Yikarim, one of the foundations of our faith, is that the Torah never changes. What differentiates Orthodox Judaism from other branches that are similar to the Jewish faith is that we believe in all 13 of the Yikarim, the Torah can never change. We don't believe in consecutive revelations. We don't believe that there can be some sort of divine influence which is going to change things. If a person, God forbid, would start talking about divine influence changing things, one would blur the difference between Judaism and Islam. Islam believed in the Old Testament and the Torah. Mohammed then had some inspiration to add things. Obviously, Judaism believes that Zos HaTorah Otsi Melchefes, Torah does not change. Including that, every mitzvah in the Torah can change. Once we start changing mitzvahs, God forbid, we can change the whole religion. So says in Sefer Yikarim, how can it be that the mitzvah the Ramban told us in the beginning of Shemos, Shemos Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. This month for you is the beginning of months. Call the months on numbers, based on numbers. And now we change it? Nisan Yerushivan? Aren't we ourselves changing the Torah? We're getting rid of a mitzvah. Says the Sefer Yikarim, verse 10. V'chein matzin, we find in the days of Ezra, Shebitlu minyan hachadashim minisan. They nullified the numbers, the counting of the months from Nisan. V'nira mizeh, it seems from this, shehivinu, that Chazal, not just the Jewish people themselves, but Sanhedrin, the Anshei Knesset of Gola, Chazal, understood, shetzivoy minyan hachadashim huzmani, that the commandment for counting the months is only temporary. Says the Sefer Yikarim, Yosef Albo, who wrote a whole book on the 13 foundations of the Jewish faith, clearly the Torah doesn't change, but some mitzvos were supposed to only be temporary. Why? Says Yosef Albo, makes a lot of sense. What's the reason we're supposed to count the months based on Nisan and Sivan? To remember, Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if never, the Jewish people, despite the fact that they were formed, went into Golos time and time again. We went into Golos in Babel, and then again we went into Golos in the longest Golos we've ever had, the Golos of Rome, for over 2,000 years. So Sefer Yikarim, Chazal clearly understood that the mitzvah was to remind ourselves of the Exodus when we were now redeemed. But if we no longer can smell the glory of Yetzias Mitzrayim, rather we focus on the agony of defeat, whether it's in Gadol or in Rome, there's no need anymore to talk about the months based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Rotsu Lomar, in the non-bold, Sefer Torah says, Ko'od shetasmid ha'gruah ha'i. It means, as long as that gruah is going to last. But as long as the gruah doesn't last anymore, as long as there's no more Yetzias Mitzrayim, which gives us sovereignty and power to be free, it must be there's no need to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the calendar. Now, first, this is fraught with problems. What's the problem? The problem is, any mitzvah, even more than that, based on the own rationality of Sefer Yikar. Well, Sefer Yikar is going to say, we're using it backwards, meaning, I wouldn't say this myself, it must be if Chazal accepted this idea, it must be that's what was in Chazal's mind. But still, it's very perplexing. Because we know, twice a day, Shachris and Mayriv, even more important than davening, we have a mitzvah in our Torah to say Shema. All three parashios. What do we say at the end of Shema? Hashem tops out of Mitzrayim. The mitzvah, every morning, every night, to remember the Exodus. So many mitzvahs. The Ramban writes in the end of Parashas Bo. It's filling. The Ramban even says mezuzah. So many mitzvahs. Pesach. The reason a person gets curries, God forbid, for not bringing carbon Pesach, is because part and parcel of being a Jew is to remember the Exodus. So it's very strange, according to the Sefer Yikarim. Why not say, oh no, that was only when we had the Exodus and we were in a sovereign nation in Eretz Israel. Once we're now in Shiva Golios, once we have all the other nations of the world that rule over us, don't bother remembering the Exodus. And God forbid that's not true, because Exodus is more than just sovereignty. The Exodus was what made us into Jews. You see, it's the time the Ramban explains very beautifully the end of Parashas Bo, world famous Ramban. From the great miracles that happened, a person remembers that seeing ice outside, seeing the breath that we have every morning, the ability to walk out of bed the next day, those are miracles no less than Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the power to view nature as a miracle? Says the Ramban, if remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, we see that God changes nature, it reminds us that even the simple things, which are nature, are miracles as well. There's so much more to Yetzias Mitzrayim than just the fact that we were sovereign. It's hard to understand why that would have changed. But nevertheless, the Sefer Torah says, what can I tell you? If the Torah says to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim based on the months, and we don't do it, must be that fact. That is the halacha doesn't exist anymore. It had to have changed. It had to have been only temporary. But another approach is taken by Abar Ben El. Abar Ben El in source 11 says, no. If you think about it well, think long and hard, we never lost the mitzvah of counting Nisan, Iyar, Sivan 1, 2, and 3. Says the Rabbi El, veneerly, it seems to me, shelo avri bazeh al mitzvah sachodesh. By adding names to the months, we're not violating the mitzvah of counting 1, 2, 3. Lufi shedam heim, because they as well, lo nimnu milutros hachadashim rishon v'sheni v'misparam. They never stopped counting the months, as Nisan being the first, Iyar being the second, Sivan being the third. Moshe sips the Torah, like the Torah commanded. Avo milvadze, rather, aside from this, kinu es achodesh v'osu kinui. They added the names to the months with the same name, shrei mechanim osu b'vado, and they called it b'vado. Says the Rabbi Nel, we didn't take away the status of Nisan as the first month, Iyar is the second, Sivan is the third, Tammuz is the fourth. We just use shorthand. We call it Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Says the Rabbi Nel, there's no problem. It's like a nickname. We're allowed to use nicknames. It happens very often. There are some people that use nicknames even more than their real names. Their real names are given at the bris. Real names will be used on the tzuba and a few times throughout their lives. But they use nicknames. Everyone calls them some other name. Is that an insult to their parents? Not necessarily. Their real name, when they're getting Eliezer to the Torah, is only one name. But everyone likes calling them a kinoi, a nickname. Says the Abar Ben El, the months have nicknames. We're not violating the status of months 1, 2, 3. We're doing many things. And it seems the Abarbanel was preceded by the Ramban himself. Ramban in the same Joshua Rosh Hashanah says Ramban in verse 12. When he left Babel, when he left the 70 years between the first Commonwealth and the second Commonwealth, Chazarnu Vitros HaChadshenu Vudruas Tzafon. We had gratitude to God, and we added the names of the months precisely to thank Hashem for taking us out of Babel. Says the Ramban, the very same reason we're supposed to call the months 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Is to remember Yitzhak Mitzrayim, but now something else is fresh in our minds. We just left Babel. This village was destroyed. Jerusalem was in ruins. We were stuck in Babel in a foreign land for 70 years, and now we came back to Eretz Yisrael, Shalom and Bulam. What a beautiful vision to see. We want to remember that. So by saying Nisan, Iyar Sivan, we're reminding ourselves that we were once slaves in Babel, we were once under the province of foreign nations, and now we're redeemed. Says the Ramban, there's a point to doing this. It's not simply because we like the months, the names, January, February, March. There's a beauty to remembering the names of the months, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, because it used to be names they used for us. In Babel, we emerged victorious. We now have those names as the months we use in the Jewish calendar to remember we left Babel. Says the Ramban, but still, how can we decide to do that in the face of the biblical commandment to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? In the bowl, says the Ramban, Lo shenishana Hashem, Hashem Asur Rishonim. So two is better than one. We didn't change the original names. V'nishtach Gulas Mitzrayim, and to forget the Exodus from Egypt. Avol shenitzari Hashem Hashem Asur Rishonim. Rather, we join those, the names from Babel as well. So says the Ramban, the answer is simple. What we're doing is, we are enhancing our gratitude to God. On the one hand, we thank Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, we have nomenclature, we have a Seder, an order based upon when we left Egypt. On the other hand, we have a nomenclature, specific names, which join to that the Exodus from Babel as well. We're not replacing, as the Rabbanel said, we're not replacing the names, the months, with their numbers. We're really adding names to have a zecher, a reminder, both the Exodus from Egypt, as well as the Exodus from Babel. So both the Rabbanel and the Ramban differ with the Sefer Yikarim. Things didn't change. We just added rather than take away. According to both the Sefer Yikarim, it says the minhag does not apply. And the Abarbanel and Ramban that say that it does apply, it's just enhanced. If I would write a check today and write 1/11/2009, am I doing something correct or incorrect? It seems, according to Sefer Yikarim, that's okay. If I use another name of another number system, I call January Rosh Chodashim, that's okay. Because the mitzvah didn't apply nowadays. Sefer Yikarim said, it only applied until Babel. Once Babel overshadowed the Exodus from Egypt, the mitzvah doesn't apply. But according to the Ramban and the Rabbanel, if I were to write 1/11/2009 on my check, it seems I'm in violation of a biblical commandment. The Torah says, HaChadosh HaZelechem Rosh Chodashim, this month, Nisan should be the first of months. I have the chutzpah to write January is the first of months? How dare I do such a thing? It seems to be much better, of course, to write in the bold, January. Very January 11, 2009, using another name. Totally different system. That's okay. But to write 1/11/2009, isn't that a violation of a commandment, min HaTorah? So, of course, according to Sefer Yikarim, that's okay. Sefer Yikarim says the mitzvah doesn't apply nowadays. But according to the Rov, the Ramban, Rabbanel, I'm violating that commandment. How could I do such a thing? Very sharp. We're going to enhance that in a minute. Very sharp points. In the next part of the shiur, we're going to explore a few different answers to defend the probably most prevalent custom. I think when we all write checks, they point out that nowadays it's important to stop living life as an emergency. But we all do it. We always feel like we have no time for anything. So one of the things we don't have time for is to write the whole word January 11, 2009 on a check. No one can do that. So we write 1-1-2009. Can we defend our custom? So the first solution, again, aside from the Sefer Yikarim that says it doesn't apply nowadays altogether, is in Source 13 from the Binyan Shlomo. Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, world-renowned genius in Talmud Chacham, was one of the Dayanim in Vilna, and he was given the task when the Rum brothers, they were publishers, the Rum publishers published many things. Most notably, what did the Rum brothers publish? The Vilna Shas. When the Rum brothers published the Vilna Shas, the Shas that we still use nowadays, with some additions, some emendations, they wanted to make sure it was totally correct. They went to this genius, Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, they asked him to check the text of the Shas and make sure that it's correct. The problem was, what should you check it with? What other text should you use? So he checked it with the most powerful Shas in the world, perhaps at the time, his memory. He checked the entire Vilna Shas based on his memory to make sure it was correct. I don't know. How long did it take him? So he wrote us that there's a parish in the back of the Vilna Shas called Cheshach Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Mivilna, his name is Shlomo. So Rav Shlomo Mivilna wrote the Cheshach Shlomo in the back of the Shas. It's printed by the Rum brothers in the back of Shas. He wrote Shuvas called Binyan Shlomo. So the Binyan Shlomo says, Rav Shlomo Mivilna, it seems we're totally fine. We can write 1-11-2009. Because in Source 13, Ikredin Zeh, Ikredin, the main halacha, is Rak L'Inyan Kiddush HaChodesh. When is it that we're told that we're supposed to make Nisan the first month? The Torah says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. This month for you is the first of the month. And Rashi quotes from the Gemara, from Chazal, whenever it says in the Torah, HaZeh, HaZeh means this, pointing to something. That's the minute we have in the beginning of Yoshua. Yoshua is promised, V'yomosh Sefer Torah Zemi Picha. The Torah, this Torah will not ever move from your mouths. And Hashem says, Hazeh, where's Hazeh? So Chazal understands, perhaps, the Medrash understands that Yeshua was holding the Torah, and from that the custom is that whenever an Ola, if you watch carefully, whenever an Ola goes up to the Torah, for his Aliyah, he holds the Torah. Usually the Balkari holds one part of the Torah, and he holds one part of the Torah with his hands. Because of that Brach and Yeshua, this Torah should not leave from your mouth. If it says Hazeh, we presume Yeshua was holding the Torah. So Hazeh always means something is there tangibly. HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, this month is for you the beginning of months. What's HaZeh? What's tangible? Says Chazal, Chazeh Re'eva Kadesh. Hashem pointed to the moon. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, see that moon? HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. That month, that's what the moon should look like to sanctify the moon. That's Kiddush HaChodesh. That moon is what it should look like in order for Bezdin to say it's Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. According to that, when was the commandment to make Nisan the first month? HaChodesh HaZelechem, B'Shas Kiddush HaChodesh. When we have to say, in Bezdin, in Jerusalem, the Bezdin said, the days that we hopefully will see soon again, where months were not ordained based upon the calendar. There wasn't an automatic order that we put in place every month, year after year. Rather, every single month, witnesses had to come and say, we saw the little sliver of a moon. It's Rosh Chodesh, the moon is reborn. And Bezdin said, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, the month is now proclaimed. When Bezdin said, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, when they said, the month is proclaimed, should they say, Mekudosh Chodesh January, that January is proclaimed? No. Should they say, Mekudosh Chodesh Nisan? No. They should say, Chodesh HaRishon Mekudosh, Mekudosh. The first month is sanctified. So the Binyan Shlomo, the only requirement we have to say, this month is one, this month is two, is one time a month for one part of the Jewry. For Bezdin and Yerushalayim, when they proclaim the first, the second, and the third month. So according to Binyan Shlomo, I can write 1-11-2009. I can even call Teves Chodesh HaRishon if I want. Because I'm not Bezdin. It's only a requirement for Bezdin when they proclaim the months. This idea seems to be echoed by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah as well, in the beginning of Hilchos Purim, we talked about the four Parshios, also says that Parshas HaChodesh is in order to remind ourselves, as a Zecher, to Nisan being the first month, and we do it in Shul. We don't have a Beis Din nowadays, unfortunately. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the reason we read Parshas HaChodesh? HaChodesh will come Rosh Chodesh, and that Nisan is the first month? Says the Mishnah Berurah, as a reminder that it used to be they proclaimed Nisan as the first month in Beis Din. What do you mean in Beis Din? Don't we all have to do it? So clearly Mishnah Berurah understands as well that the concept of the Chodesh being the first month, Nisan being the first month, was primarily a chiyuv for Beis Din, for the court, the Jewish court in Yerushalayim when they proclaimed the month. According to that, may we write 1/11/2009 on our checks? For sure. We're not Beis Din. Source 14. Minchas Chinuch says perhaps the most halachic argument. Minchas Chinuch said, if you look carefully on all of page 1, we had many sources. Talmud Yerushalmi, Ramban, Sukkim, even a website about Turkish. What's missing from all of page 1? Shulchan Aruch, Rambam. What about the major halachic works? Nor does it say that the Jewish people are mandated to call the months based upon numbers and observe Nisan as the first month. Doesn't say it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Source 13, near Midivei Ramban, it sounds in the Ramban, she mitzvah man Torah, there's a mitzvah according to the Torah. V'mona l'minyan acher, if you count based on another order, over al mitzvah, you're violating the commandment. But says the Chazan, I don't understand. Lama eino meidi haRambam mishumakam dinze. In the bold, why does the Rambam not quote this halacha? Why is it not quoted by any other major posek? And Ramban, al Torah, is perhaps the source for most of contemporary Jewish faith. Most of our hashkafa can be traced back to the Ramban al Torah. But it's often not a sefer halacha. Even if the Ramban says something, we don't usually use that as a sefer of psak. Says the Mishnah Chinuch, I don't even understand the Ramban. The Ramban seems to say it's halacha, it's halacha. How come the Rambam, who is almost a contemporary of the Ramban, doesn't quote it? Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Why never make it to us, would we say perhaps, in slang, the big leaves? Why is halacha never quoted? The Mishnah Chinuch needs to ask us a question. The Ramban, if you're right, that it's a mitzvah, why is it never quoted? But for that, even if the Ramban quotes it, we can understand very well how we can write, in good faith, 1:11. Because even if the Ramban quotes a mitzvah, is it a mitzvah that comes upon me and you? No. It's not quoted anywhere in halacha. Reason number two to say that we can simply write 1. It might be a very nice pasuk, but it's not quoted halacha l'maiseh anywhere aside from the Ramban. Source 15 says the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, who is a beautiful person, a genius in Torah, but a genius in human relations, a person who feels at almost at home in Bnei, as at home in Bnei Brak as he does in Tinek, a beautiful testimony to Achdus and Chal Yisrael, a very special person who speaks at the Adrutha Convention one day and speaks in Tinek the next day, a person who speaks in Yeshiva here, Yeshiva there, all over the world, a very special person, both in not that he needs to be graded, but gets an A+ both in Ruchnius and Gashmius, both in the way he writes the Menon Lechaveira, Menon Lechaveira, a very special person. In the Sefer Minchas Asher al Torah, Parshas Bo, says Rav Asher Weiss, in Source 15, if you think about it, there's absolutely no question altogether. If I have 12 cars, and I say, this is car number 1, this is car number 2, this is car number 3. And I even mean that I prefer my Ferrari to my Buick. Am I in violation of counting Nisan, Iyar, Sivan as the first months? By using the numbers 1 through 12 for something other than Nisan, Iyar, Sivan? Of course not. As they say in Yiddish, Mechanisch Shalom to Kwasim is Baidim. You can't compare a piece of wood to an attic. There's no connection between one and the other. What is one thing, or as they say perhaps in more common English, what is that for the price of tea in China? By using the numbers 1 through 12 for something other than Nisan or Sivan, I'm not violating Nisan or Sivan. We don't understand the numbers we use for many things. I can talk about 12 seats. This is seat number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. Says Rav Asher Weiss, if I take the secular calendar, the months called January, February, and March, which are solar months, according to Halacha, those are not months at all. The very name month comes from Latin, month, based upon moon. Month in Halacha is something which traces the waxing and waning of the moon. Months in January, February, March, the secular months, are based upon the solar calendar. They're not months. We might call them months, but obviously they're not months. Said Ben Chazasher in Source 15, Ein geder chodesh b'torah el chodshei levana. The Torah respects only months based upon the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar. So if I talk about January, February, and March as being 1, 2, and 3, it's no different than me counting my cars or counting chairs. Those are not months. Of course I can write 1, 2, and 3. January is not a month. It's a name that the non-Jewish calendar gives to a set of approximately 30 days. February is approximately 30 days. March is approximately 30 days. But it's not a month. Halacha respects only months that are carefully calculated based upon the month, the moon. Therefore, if I talk about January is 1, February is 2, March is 3, there's no violation. There's nothing to talk about. I'm not counting months. I'm counting something similar to months. That's Chodshei HaChama, not Chodshei HaLevana. I says, Mr. Chazasher, may I write 1-11-2009? Of course. 1 meaning January? That's not halachic month. There's nothing to talk about. In fact, in verse 16, says the Tzitz Eliezer, under the heading 111, perhaps it's more preferable to write 111 than January. Where does January come from? The name of your God, Janus. Janus is, in fact, there's a mutual fund called Janus, and their symbol is a face, because Janus was a two-faced deity, which faced to the old year, as well as to the new year. He was probably two-faced. And that was a beautiful way, they thought, to usher out the old and bring in the new. But Janus was a deity. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg from Yerushalayim, just passed away a few years ago, which is better, to write 1-11-2009 or January 11th? Talk about the god Janus. Talk about their secular deity. Pagan gods. Tzitz Eliezer, verse 16. In the bold, Yotze Efo, it turns out, Shedavka Kishemazkir B'mekurush, Shemas HaKadoshim Shalehem, when I mention specifically the names of their months, us, then Havilei, Kishemazkir, it's as if I'm mentioning Shemachum, names of a god. It's worse, says the Tzitz Eliezer. It's better to write 1-11-2009 than to write January. The Halacha says, the Shem Elohim Achem Losses Kiru, Lo Yishem Al-Kifa. You can't mention the names of other gods. I should mention the name of Janus? Terrible. Havilei is to him, literally, but usually we swallow it up in whatever the expression is. Havilei, Hava is like Haya, and Lei means low. So Hayalo, Kimazgir, it's as if he's mentioning. It's in the expression, but it's the literal translation is Haya low. Havilei is Haya low. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, it's even better to write 111. So we don't usually go that far. We presume that now, January, no one knows who Janus was. Mutual fund, and no one ever heard of the name Janus. Therefore, you can write January, it's okay, it's totally bottle. But since Isaiah says, if I had a choice, I'm not so simple. He didn't live in Gullus, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. It would be better to write 1 than to write January, because we don't want any Shemesh Tavreach, any mentioning of the secular God. Let's hold up one question so we can finish up before time is up. But one of the major proponents in Source 17 for the prohibition of mentioning, of using the name 1, using the number 1 for a month, was Maram Shik, Talmud of the Chum Sofer. And this Maram Shik is quoted Halacha L'Maisa, specifically in one instance. There's a custom many have to write dates on the Matzeva. And they often quote from Maram Shik that one should never write a secular date on a Matzeva after 120 years. One should never write 2009, 2000, 1900, Ana Matseva, because it's a Dreisha name. It's a Dreisha year. Some accept this. It's more prevalent in Eretz Israel. Many don't. Many tombstones say on them the names, the specific names of the months and the years. Maram Shif is very against that, both for a person after 120 years and when a person is alive. Says the Maram Shif, if you write for a person who passed away 100 years ago, January 11, 1909, it's doubled and quadrupled. The Mispar Chadashim Shalahem Eino Mechavim and Mispar B'nei Yisrael. The months, the names of the numbers of their months don't count to our months. So if you write 111, you're violating HaChodesh HaDolechem Rosh Chodashim, the fact that our months should be the first. U'mashe Yisaymu B'mispar Hashanim. When you write 1909 on a tombstone, HaMispar HaNotzri A.D. Don't you want to say what AD stands for? But that is an Isra Daraisa. It's a violation of an Isra in the Torah. How could I use secular numbers based on counting? It's something that we don't even want to talk about in the shul. But we do it all the time. Bold. We have it both in bold as well as very conveniently, not in bold, on our source sheets, on the title page, and you see, my title was January 11th, 2009, question mark. The answer, the printers wrote, of course, under my name, Rabbi Shmuel Meirbruch, January 11th, 2008. They were mad that I'm not writing 2009, perhaps, because 2008 doesn't correspond to anything. But we all use it. How can we use the name 2009, or even 2008, which is something that we hold so far in? Says Rav Avi Yosef in Shuvas Yaviyah Omer, we have the Christians themselves to rely on, because we know that even in the Christian faith, even though they celebrate as the holiday of Nativity, December 25th, that's only more recent developments. Other parts of the religion celebrate January 7th. Something shifted in the Christian calendar as well. And says Rav Avi Yosef, there are so many shifts, we know that 2009 is not really 2009 years since the Christian religion started, or since other things happened as well. Says Rav Avi Yosef, Hol Eves Das Chazal, according to Chazal, he, She'ein Misparim, their numbers, Mat'im L'Ledes Yesho Notzri, their numbers don't line up. He was not really born in 2009 years ago. The toast will be out of Choshim Kain. It's really a mistake for those who think that way. Says Rav Avi Yosef, so 2009 doesn't really represent 2009 years since he was born. Not only that, says Rav Avi Yosef, even if it did, but certainly if it doesn't even correlate necessarily to when Yeshua Notri was born, says Yavi Omer, when I read 2009, I can sit in a shul and write a chapter to you, January 11, 2009, do I mean 2009 years since the birth of Yeshua Notri? Of course not. I mean, that's the way people count. Hol ein kavanaso, since it's not his intent, Ella, rather lichtov, to write, Hatarech hamafursam, Yoser, the most well-known operating calendar. Ein v'ze ister, there's no violation of Shem b'chutosei mosei lichtov, not to go in the paths of idolaters. So the Rebbe Yosef, when I write 2009, what's my intent? My intent, if I was being more formal, what would I write? 2009, CE, common era. All I mean is the way everyone else counts. Since all I'm doing is based on the way other people count, and it doesn't even mean 2009 years since he was born, so the Rebbe Yosef, the Tuv Tam, we can definitely defend the custom to write 2009 on a check. Firstly, it doesn't even correspond to anything historically. And secondly, I don't even mean it. I just mean the common era. Please, we'll ask questions at the end. Just for a brief review, what we discussed, the very important issue we discussed today. The Zechariah refers to all the fast days as all of Tanakh, based upon the numbers. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Chodesh Elul Chodesh Chodesh, which should be based upon months, based upon numbers. Ramban explains it doesn't mean we have two Rosh Hashanahs. Rather, what does it mean? We have, specifically, a month. We have the beginning of the years. We still refer to the month as we do with anniversaries. We count it based upon the specifics of the numbers. So remember the Tzias Mitzrayim. Chodesh Tevis made its way in the days of Babel, as the we have in Zechariah, we have in Esther, as we see even in Turkish nowadays, we have months that is very similar to ours because it comes from Old Persian, from Aramaic. There's a machokas Rishonim that applies nowadays. Sefer Yekarim says, once Teves comes, once the months Nisan Iyar Sivan come, and we are out of Babel, we recall only the exodus from Babel rather than the massive exodus from Egypt. But the Rabbanel and the Rabban say, no, we add to the Golos, we add to the Ruach of Mitzrayim, we don't replace it. So we have Teves as well as Nisan. Are we allowed to write 111-2009 on a check? According to Sefer Yekarim, of course, because for instance, Sefer Yekarim doesn't apply nowadays. Even when it's the Ramban, and it does apply nowadays, we have several answers. The Binyan Shomer, Shomer Mivilna said it's only for Kiddush HaChodesh, only once a month for the Jewish people in the Beis Din. When Chassidim said, curiously, it's not going on halacha. It's not going on halacha, it's not binding for you and me. Rav Asher Weiss, when Chassidim Asher says that it's a joke. One refers to January, which is not a halachic month, therefore there's nothing to talk about. So Eliezer says, again, there's no need to be macron to tell you, it's just interesting to see how far he takes it. It's better to write one rather than January, because if I write January, I'm referring to a secular god, a pagan god. We don't want to do that. And the Maram Shift has a tshuva, which he is very upset at writing one, and even more upset at writing 2009. But Rav Avadi Yosef says, no, I think it's totally okay to write 2009. Probably would prefer if you were there, so you write Toshin Sam of Tess, but it's okay to be Miyashim Zmino to explain why we do this. Firstly, he's sorry that you're correct. It's not 2009 years since he was born. And secondly, we just mean CE, common era, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. We should be Zochab Ezra Hashem. To have days that are not only days that we discuss whether we have the Golos from Babel, the Golos from Mitzrayim, but to have everything ironed out for us in the Bezna Gadol of Kiddush HaChodesh, as we recall one Golos from Mitzrayim, which came to its end, another Golos from Babel that came to its end. And we see, Bezna Hashem, this Golos as well, Bevinyan, Bayesha Shlishi, Bimheira. For Rosh Chodesh, that's an interesting point. For Rosh Chodesh, the minhag we should at least say. So it seems the minhag for Rosh Chodesh, the minhag for saying Kiddush HaChodesh, really is just as a reminder that people don't make a mistake in their calendar. It's not really a throwback to what Bezdin did, but you're right. It's an interesting question. Why don't we do that for Kiddush HaChodesh as well? It's a very good question.